हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते, येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ॐ ब्रह्मविदाप्नोति परं तदेषाभ्युक्ता, सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन्। सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति। ब्रह्मणा विपश्चिता इति रीति शब्द ऋग्मन्त्रः एक्स्प्लेनिंग ब्रह्म गेट्स ओवर एंड वी हैव सीन द पार्ट ऑफ द ऋग्मन्त्र presenting the definitions of Brahman, satyam jnanam anantam brahma. What we have understood, we're not going to say elaborately what we have understood. The word satyam implies the pure existence. How are you going to understand the existence? What is pure existence? You can never objectify, experience pure existence. Pure existence has to be recognized as the pure consciousness, obtaining as one's own swarupa. It is this pure consciousness which is in the form of the existence enjoyed by every object in this universe. That's why we cognitively discern the existence associated with every object, every existent object. Object means existent only. We cannot talk about something non-existent as an object. Can either known or unknown, an object enjoys existence. So every object which is experienced, which is perceived, which is known, which is understood, definitely enjoys existence. That existence enjoyed by, associated with an object is manifest existence. And cognitively we discern the existence alone, leaving aside the namarupa, then that existence is pure existence, which we cannot perceive, which experience, which is not manifest. A pure existence is implied by the term satyam. That is the lakshyartha of the word satyam. And what is that pure existence? Lakshyartha satyam, which alone is real, which is beginningless, endless, changeless. And that pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness, pure knowledge, implied by the term jnanam, which is distinct, free from all this triputi, bedaha, the knower, known, knowledge. And the pure existence, which is nothing but pure consciousness, is ever of the nature of limitlessness, infinitude, being free from time, space, time-wise, object-wise, spatial limitations. So, kalataha, aparichinnaha, aparichinnam vastu, deshataha aparichinnam vastu, vastutaha aparichinnam vastu. This, the reality, which is free from this time limitation, spatial limitation, object limitation alone, is said to be of the nature of limitlessness, infinitude, anantam. That anantam reality is nothing but pure consciousness, the pure existence, which is the implied meaning of the word Brahma. Again, here, the same reality is again implied by Brahma because of its being the limitless. Because of Brihattamatvat Brahma ityuchyate. There is nothing which is bigger than Brahma, nothing which is as big as Brahma. The reality, this absolute reality is the biggest, greatest. Brihattamatvam it enjoys. Because everything in this universe is subject to limitations, including time and space. Everything which exists within the realm of time and space is subject to spatial time limitations. And time itself is subject to time limitation. Space is subject to time limitations. There's nothing which is not subject to these time, spatial, object limitations. Space alone is free from spatial limitation. But even space subject to time limitation, object limitation. And everything else, time and everything else, which exists in time, is subject to all limitations. What is that one thing which alone is free from these limitations is this absolute reality, the pure consciousness existence, which is of ever of the nature of limitlessness. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. What is that brahma? We understood. And where is it available for recognition? If it is kalataha aparichinam, it is always there. Deshataha aparichinam, it's everywhere there. Vasutaha aparichinam, in everything it is there. Therefore, everywhere reality is, always it is there as everything, as the truth of everything. Still, what is that? Is not available for at all for objectification, experience, enjoyment. It's available for recognition only in the cave of intellect. Buddhi guhayam. We understood. So we understood the meaning of the word. Yo veda nihitam guhayam. So guhayam nihitam asti tad brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma guhayam nihitam asti. It is as though hidden there in the cave of intellect. So we understood the meaning of the word buddhi. And why buddhi said to be guha? We understood all this. The exalted space is the cave of intellect. Parame vyomni guhayam nihitam. We understood the meaning of those words. So we have to see today. Tasmin harde vyomni. Paramam vyoma is what? Hardam vyoma. Hardaha vyoma. Hardam vyoma. Harde vyomni. In that space pertaining to the heart, which is nothing but buddhihi, guha, the cave of intellect. Tasyam, in that cave of intellect, nihitam brahma. Brahman is hidden as though. And that Brahman upalabhyate. Hey, Brahma upalabhyate. Brahma upalabhyate. That is the beautiful thing, isn't it? Brahma upalabhyate. Reality is available for what? Available for recognition. Hakatham viviktataya upalabhyate. Distinctly is available. Distinctly where? How? Tadvritya. Through that specific, unique thought form of the nature of consciousness. Thought form of the nature of nature of the reality. Thought form of the nature of reality rises when the nature of reality is unfolded in the class. Revealed by the words of the Shastram, Tadvritya, Jnanam Brahma, Satyam Brahma. How that what is implied by the term Brahman is not anything existent, anything which is relatively real, but is absolutely real, pure existence. It is not an overknown knowledge, but it is the pure knowledge, pure consciousness, the very swarupma of an overknown knowledge. I understand and unfold by these words. Okay. Therefore, then the thought form of the nature of reality rises, and through that vritti, through that Brahma akara vritti, vastu akara vritti, vastu akara vritti, atma akara vritti, akhanda akara vritti, jnanam vritti jnanam, viviktataya upalabhyate. Viviktataya means what? Distinctly. Distinctly means you cannot physically separate consciousness from the cognitions, from states of mind, but you can distinct intellectually, cognitively discern consciousness, be invariably present in all the variable cognitions. In every state of mind, in every state of experience, there is this absolute reality as the swarupam of the knower experiencer. You can't physically separate, but cognitively you can discern. Chat akhandakara vritya viviktataya. Viviktataya means what? Distinctly available. Upalabhyate. Available for recognition is implied. So when reality is recognized, it is not object of recognition, but recognized as the swarupam of the very experiencer knower. Thereby, it is recognized as the what? Very swarupam of the knowledge and the known also. Nahi anyatha. Definitely, this absolute reality not at all understood as an object of experience. And of any object of experience, which is association with what? A specific time and space. Visishta desha kala sambandha na asti brahmanaha. This absolute, abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is ever of the nature of pure knowledge, pure existence, implied by the term Brahman, has no connection with any specific time and space, no specific location also. Why? Sarvagatatvat nirviseshatvat cha. Now you'll get used to reading the Bhashyam, isn't it? When something is established, a fact is revealed, you have to give the reason. Always the reason has to be given. What's the reason? Why Brahman, this absolute reality, Brahman, has no relationship, connection with any specific time or place. Not a specific place where Brahman is available. You know? No specific time and place. It's always everywhere it is there. Why? What is the reason? Sarvagatatvat. It's available for recognition in the mind. But it is always everywhere there. Sarvagatatvat, due to its all-pervasiveness, Brahman has no connection with any specific place. Nirviseshatvat cha, and also because of its attributelessness, also it has no specific connection with any specific time and place. Okay. Just because Yo Vedani Hitam Guhaya, in Taittiriya Upanishad it is said, Brahman is, you know, hidden in the cave of intellect. We should not mistake the cave. Brahman is located there. No, it's not location. It's very well known, but still Shankara Bhagavatpada emphasizes this fact that it is possible for people to mistake because of the subtlestness of the reality. Okay, with this, the meaning of the word guha, parame vyoman, is over. Now, jnana phalam, yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman, kutra nihitam brahma, parame vyomni guhayam. Guhayam, buddhi guhayam. We understood. Yaha Veda, The person who discovers that Brahman is available for recognition distinctly through that akhandakara vritti as the reality invariably present in all the variable states of experience, as very surupma of the knower, that person is there. What happens to him? What is the benefit? Jnanasya palam kim, brahma jnanasya kim palam. What is the benefit of that jnanam? That is said in the following sentence. Yo vedanihitanguhayam parame vyoman saha ashnute so oshnute sarvan kamaan saha brahmana vipaschiteti. What the benefit? Jnana palam is what? Saha ashnute. That person bhung enjoys. He enjoys what? Saha kim karoti jnani. Brahma Jnani, Atma Jnani, one who has discovered the absolute reality, Brahma obtaining as one's own Swarupam in one's own intellect. What happens in Saha? Ashnute. So Ashnute. That the Dirga. Dirga Suritaha. If you remove, So Ashnute. Saha Ashnute. Saha, what happens to him, that is discussed in the following sentence. Now going to the today's class. Sa evam, if you break it, saha evam, that person in this manner. Evam ityukte kaharta, in this manner. In this manner means what? In which manner? As unfolded, as revealed, as revealed by the words unfolded. Yatyam jnanam anantam. The person, evam brahma vijanan, brahma vijan. The person who has, person who is knowing the reality. Vijanan saha, evam in this manner, as unfolded by this, revealed by these words. Brahma vijanan, knowing the absolute reality, brahma. Kim, brahma vijanan, kim, kim bhavati tasya, brahma vijanata kim bhavati, what happens, kim ityaha, evam brahma vijanan, kim, if you ask the question, iti aha, what happens for that person, ashnute, now he comments upon the verb ashnute. Ashnute is atmanepadam, you all know. Ashnati, ashnute, ubhayapadi dhatu, ashdhatu. But why atmanepadi specifically? Because the person who knows Brahman, he alone can discover freedom. He cannot share that freedom which he enjoys with other people. That's why atmanepadam. Why not ashnati? Ashna, he enjoys with others. He enjoys bread along with others. Then you can say what? Saha bread ashnute mitrehi saha ashnati. He enjoys, also enjoys. So parasmi padam is possible. But ashnute, unfortunately, he cannot share this. Because he knows, so he alone enjoys. Saha ashnute, so atmane padam. Not ashnati. Ashnute is a bhungte. He enjoys. He enjoys what? He enjoys. He doesn't enjoy Brahma. Brahman is Swam himself. As an over of Brahman obtaining as one's own self, when you say he knows Brahman means what? He knows absolute reality, the all pervasive reality being non-separate from oneself. As one's own swarupam, the all-pervasive reality being the truth of oneself. For him, aham shabda artha is Brahma. The meaning of the word aham is what? For him, not the body, mind, and complex anymore. For him, in his clear vision, aham shabda artha arupam chaitanyam. The formless consciousness is the substance of the substantive I, the first person singular pronoun. Aham Brahma asks that Vishnu is very clear for him. Though he is endowed with the body, mind, sense complex. Therefore, Saha Ashnuti, he enjoys that fullness of happiness as one's own sarupam. He said, Sarvan Niravasishtan Kaman Bhogan. Sarvan means he enjoys all Sarvan Kaman. Sarvan, see, Kamaha means he is object of pleasure, object of enjoyment. He enjoys all objects of desires, all objects of enjoyment, objects of pleasures. Sarvan means what? Niravasishtan. See, avasishta means something which is remaining. Something left over is avasishta. So there's nothing which is left over for him. Everything in this, okay? All objects of desires, all objects of pleasures, enjoyment, without leaving aside anything behind, okay? Niravasishtan, all objects of desires. Sarvan is equal to Niravasishtan. Kaman means bhogan. Kamaha means desire. Kamaha means pleasure. So here kama means what? Bhogan means objects of desire, objects of enjoyment. He enjoys all objects of desires. That person enjoys, which means, let me tell you before I go to the next line. Pujya Swamiji used to say, when a person discovers fullness of happiness being on his own sarupam, the nature of the reality, Brahma, then the person has the luxury of reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness being his own sarupam, nature. Fullness of happiness is not a state of mind. Fullness of happiness is not something, you know, an event happening. It's very sarupam, very nature. The person has discovered, it means all, then he is free from what? The sense of inadequacy centered on I. I have to tell you this because Pujya Swamiji makes it very clear. The person, once he discovers the absolute reality, Brahman being one's own sarupam, when he cognitively shifts his identity from anatma, body, mind, sense complex to this abstract formless consciousness, he plays I in consciousness cognitively, he sees one's own self as Brahma, then naturally he claims, he takes ownership of happiness, fullness as one's own sarupam. Then he has the luxury of reveling in the vision of one's own nature being fullness of happiness. If he is free from what? Sense of inadequacy centered on I. When he is free from the sense of inadequacy centered on I, naturally, he is free from the hold of all forms of desires. All desires become fulfilled as it were. Therefore, having all the desires, being free from the hold of all desires itself, is what? Being free, having fulfilled all desires as it were. This is one meaning from the extra he used to give. Therefore, Sarvan Kaman Sahashnute. He enjoys all objects of desires. So, discovery of Brahman obtaining as one's own self enables a person enjoy all objects of desires. Means does not need to make any effort to fulfill any specific desire. All desires become fulfilled as it were. Okay. Therefore, here suppose an ordinary person can ask this question. Oh, he enjoys all objects of desires. Means how? Is it like enjoying one after the other? So the Shankara Bhagavatpada presents the mind of such a person. Who is like a Puru Pakshi, not a great thinker, as ordinary Puru Pakshi comes. Kim Asmadadivat, is it like people like us? Kim Asmadadivat, we are Asmadadivat, people like us. Asmad, How are we? We are not very wise people. We're simple, ordinary people, simple people having simple desires for simple things and working very hard for fulfilling your simple desires. You know, therefore, asmadadivate, like us, like people like us, what do? We enjoy what? We work very hard. It's Swamiji's expression, okay, in some other classes. Work very hard and to prove myself to be number one in the class and to get good score and get good certificates and get into good school, Cambridge or Oxford, or at least then Imperial. Like we try, which is the best university, go there and get your degree. In every step you enjoy, there's a pleasure. Oh, I got the seat here. I got the course what I want. There's a joy in every simultaneous step by step, one after the other. First, I got good score. That's a pleasure. Then what? Then gotten a good school, good university. Then again, a good degree, a good job. Then good position in office. Later, one by one after the other, you get. Therefore, he says, Kim asmadadivate putra swargadin pariyayena. Kim asmadadivate putra swargadin pariyayena. Pariyayena, pariyayaha means, you know, the parampara, the step by step, one by one after the other. First what? The person gets married. The vivaha itself gives some pleasure. Oh, then first child is born, vamshavriddhi, the great joy in the family. Son has come. Because we were very, you know, we were very conscious of having putra. Putra has dharma praja abhivriddhyartham vivaha. Marriage is for the perpetuation of dharma, progeny for perpetuation of dharma. So there's a great joy. All elders bless, very happy. There's a great joy in the family when a child is born after marriage. Putra. First marriage, the pleasure born of proper marriage happening. Then the pleasure of joy of having a child in the family. Perpetuates the lineage of family and also for the perpetuation of dharma, putraha. Okay. Then having done one's duty towards the family, having lived a clean life of dharma, accumulating punyam, only accumulating punyam, what happens then? The person enjoys pleasures here, one after the other. Then leaving his physical body and traveling through archiradi margaha or shukla gatihi, and going to Brahmaloka and meeting hand, Swamiji used to say, shaking hands with Brahmaji, sitting next to him and having tea with him, along with him. Okay? In Swamiji's expressions, all this. I can't forget those, some lessons. Swargadin pariyayena. Okay? Then Swargadin, Swarga Adin. Then going to heaven, enjoying heavenly pleasures also. First, the snack with him, then proper meal with him, then Ramba Urvasi dance, like that one by one, not simultaneously, isn't it? Pariyayana, one after the other, is it the enjoyment of objects of desires, pleasures, one after the other? How, like people like us, simple people, ignorant people like us. Kim asmadadivat putra swargadin pariyayena? The question stops. Na. Shankara's answer is what? Na. Na. Not like that. No. Here's when a jnani sarvan kaman niravasishtan sarvan kaman bhogan saha ashnute brahmana vipaschita. Does not mean that. Na iti aha. So he explains. Saha. Saha is an indeclinable word which means what? Along with. Literally it means along with. Ramena saha gacchati krishnaha. Saha along with. So, but here the word saha, like sahanavavat, together. Even then it becomes what? Again, together. But here saha does not even means that. Not even like sahanavavat, not even like ramena saha gacchati. His saha means what? Yugapat. The word saha, the indicable word saha means yugapat. Yugapat means what? Simultaneously. not one after the other. Yugapat. Yugapat means what? Yekakshana uparudhan. Yekasminneva kshane eva sarve kamaha uparudhaha bhavanti. Yekakshana uparudhan eva sahabhunte. This wise person enjoys all pleasures, all objects of desires simultaneously. How? At ekasmin eva kshane uparudhan. Simultaneously, he enjoys all of them at the same moment, which means in one experience itself. There's how many experiences? He has only one experience. That one experience itself, in one cognition itself. No, this person experiences upārūḍha means in one experience itself, he enjoys all objects available. Sarvān yugapadeva ekakṣaṇe yugapat ekasminneva kṣaṇe upārūḍhān niravasiṣṭān sarvān bhunte. Okay. It is like what? Let me stop here and make it very clear. When this person, a jnani, through this teaching, of course he has gone through the proper teaching, systematic teaching, drishya viveka prakriya has helped him discern the knower from the known. And thereby he discovered the knower is none other than abstract formless consciousness. And later on, he discovers what? There cannot be knowledge. The surupma of the knower, the surupma of the known, surupma of the knowledge, everything is that Brahma, which is Atma. Then avasthātraya prakriya also helps him. Analyzing three states of experience, he understands the three states of experience, three states of mind are constantly changing, the mutually exclusive, discontinuous, in all those discontinuous, mutually exclusive, constantly changing states of mind, what is changelessly, continuously, is there always as the witness of the mind, is nothing but pure awareness, pure consciousness, it discovers. And that pure, abstract, formless reality, there is something which is formless, abstract, inexplicable. But that is, how do you arrive at it? Because it knows. Because of the nature of, in terms of its nature of knowing, one stumbles upon that. And then he claims that reality as what? The surupma of aham, the knower of I. That reality he discovers. That is the source of all knowledge. It is that pure knowledge which alone knows. But very nature of knowing, it knows all the minds, all the thoughts, in all the minds, knows means illumines. Thereby, by simultaneously illumining all the minds, all the thoughts, it is that Brahm reality which knows. And this person's identity being with that reality, Brahma, the knower of Brahman also knows. As Brahma, he knows simultaneously. And here, Shankara Bhagavatapada gives a beautiful example here. Savitru Prakashavat. Savitru means Savita, Suryaha. Prakashaha, light. See, the brilliance of the light and the sun are inseparable. Just as the light is the inseparable surum of the sun. Just as the light is inseparable from the sun, here all these objects of desires, which perform part of the universe, are inseparable, non-separate from this abstract, formless consciousness, pure knowledge. One thing. Another thing you can say, all the opaque things which shine in the presence of sunlight, they are non-separate from what? The sunlight. No opaque object which shines in the sunlight is away from the sunlight. There's no physical distance or time distance between the sunlight and the opaque thing which shines in the sunlight. So this is Savitra Prakashvatu. We should take it in two ways. Just as the light is inseparable nature of the sun, Savituhu Prakashaha Yata Savituhu Abhinnaha. Just as the sunlight is non-separate from the sun, just as the opaque things which shine in the sunlight, light of the sun, are non-separate from the sunlight, so also all the objects of enjoyment, objects of desire, are non-separate, non-different from the light of consciousness. They enjoy the status of being all objects of desires. All objects in general enjoy their existence itself in the presence of the light of knowledge. But for the knowledge, all objects would remain covered in darkness of ignorance. They would be as good as non-existent. And all the objects enjoy the status of being existent because they shine. Where they had to come to light. To be existent, they had to come to light. To come to light, they must become the known. To become the known, there must be knowledge. That for the knowledge to be there, there must be illumination. Of the illumination. And for the knowledge to be there, there must be the knower. And for the knower is only Brahma. Without Brahman, there cannot be knower. Without this abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is ever of the nature of knowing, Jnana Surupam Brahma. Without that Brahma, there cannot be knower at all. Without the knower, there cannot be knowledge. Without the knowledge, there cannot be the known. If there is no known, means objects will remain, how? Remain covered in darkness of ignorance. Then they'll be as good as non-existent. But now I have to tell you this much. This is what Pujya Swamiji used to say in the class. Okay, to make it very clear. It's nothing to do with the one sentence alone here. Therefore, how, just imagine if the sun is not there, sunlight is not there, the entire space will, all the opaque things, the entire, everything will remain covered in darkness of the darkness. And the things which remain covered in darkness are as good as non-existent. They are not available for experience, enjoyment, interaction. They are not available for knowledge, means they are as good as non-existent. They are not available for use. Similarly here, the entire, even the world of objects, leave alone the desired objects, the entire world of objects shines. Only it has a status of being existent only when it becomes the known. The world becomes the known only when there's knowledge of the existence of the world. The knowledge of the existence of the world is possible only when there is a knower. There's a knower. The knower is, the Swarupa of the knower is Brahma. So Brahman is, therefore there is knower, there is knowledge, there is known. Therefore, the person who sees oneself being non-separate from that very Brahma, in whose presence, sannidhi matrena, whose mere presence itself contributes for the existence of knower, known knowledge, even the Triputi Veda, that Brahman, okay, ahamasmi, when a person knows, he enjoys all the objects of desire simultaneously. Sunlight does not illumine the objects one after the other. The presence does not even do that. It's not an act of illumining. It's the job of illumining. There's no effort involved on the part of the sun. Mere presence, sannidhi matren in his mere presence, all opaque things simultaneously shine. Like this, he discovers that absolute reality, the abstract formless reality, which is ever of the nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, in the presence of which, because of the presence of which, the manifestation of knowledge is possible, the source of manifestation. Because of the presence of which manifestation of knowledge is possible, the vritti jnanam is possible, so vritti vishayaha are also possible. Therefore, the person whose identity is with that Brahma sees the whole jagat shining in the knowledge of the light of knowledge of Brahma. And having identity, he sees the whole jagat in himself. Such a person is as though enjoying all objects of desires simultaneously. So it is said, ye kaya upalabdhaya. Say upalabdhya. Ye kaya upalabdhya. Savitra prakashavat. Nityaya. Brahmaswarupaya. Brahmaswarupa avyatiriktaya. Saha bhunte. See, yeka upalabdhihi. Please make a note. Yeka upalabdhihi is a stilingi shabda. Okay, yeka upalabdhihi. Upalabdhihi here means what? Actually, one cognition. One cognition. The single experience is yeka upalabdhihi. Upalabdhihi happens to be the feminine gender word, yekaya upalabdhya. Yekaya upalabdhya. Through that one single experience, Savitra Prakashavat. Savitra Prakashavat. So you can say Savituhu Prakashaha. Savitra Prakashaha. Savitra Prakashavat. Like the sunlight, like the sunlight of the sun being non-separate from the sun, or like the world of opaque objects being non-separate from the light of the sun, nityaya, ekaya upalabdhya, and that word what now? Nityaya. Nityaya. The one cognition, one perception, okay, and which is what? Here. Always there. Brahmaswarupaya, in the form of the nature of very reality, Brahma. And avyatiriktaya, avyatiriktaya. And then which is non-separate from Brahma. When you have one cognition pertaining to the sunlight, you see the sunlight. There's a cognition, the perception of sunlight. In that very perception of sunlight, simultaneously, you also experience what? You have the perception of many opaque things simultaneously shining in the sunlight. But one perception of sunlight involves simultaneously perception of many opaque things which shine in the sunlight. You don't need two vrittis, two cognitions. What you're perceiving is only sunlight. But along with the sunlight, inseparably, avyatiriktaya, what you're perceiving is what? Many opaque things also, which shine in the sunlight. In the same way, all objects of desires, to be frank, all objects, a jnani can see, the entire world of objects shining in the light of consciousness, inseparable from the light of knowledge. So the person who has the clear vision of Brahman obtaining his own self, he can see how there cannot be an object, world object called world of objects at all outside of the light of knowledge. And this light of consciousness, when is it? Always it is there. Nitya. Okay. And this is there. In the light of consciousness, the person can see how the all objects of desires shine in the light of knowledge. One's own Swarupam, Swarupam of Brahma. Because for Jnani, Brahma Swarupam is his Swarupam, Atma Swarupam. One's own essential nature is knowing, which is Swarupam of Brahma. And from that nature of the reality, which is of the nature of knowing, this all objects are non-separate. All objects of knowledge are non-separate. Objects of desires are objects of knowledge. They are not separate from the source of knowledge. The person sees. So mean, the Pujya Swami used to say this, seeing one's own essential nature being Brahma, the pure knowledge, and seeing the entire world of objects being non-separate from oneself, means one must have shifted the eye sense from body, mind, sense complex to the abstract formless consciousness, and from the standpoint of the awareness, pure awareness, when one has to see how the entire objective universe doesn't have existence outside of the light of consciousness. Only then you can say all that is here is Ishvara. A jnani is the one who sees this fact of one's own self being Brahma, and who sees all objects of desires being non-separate from oneself. Seeing all objects, the entire world of objects, not only the objects of desires, all objects being non-separate from one's own essential nature of knowledge is enjoying all objects of desires simultaneously. This is the meaning. So, yekaya upalabdhya savitru prakashavat nitya brahma swarupaya avyatiriktaya. Okay, there's only one, okay, this akandakar vritti. It means, but when you're seeing pure consciousness being the swarupam of everything. So, yekaya upalabdhya savitru prakashavat ekaya nityaya brahma swarupaya avyatiriktaya upalabdhya savitru prakashavat. The person enjoys everything. Okay. What is that brahma swarupam? Yam avochama. We had already discussed as what? Yam that eka upalabdhihi. What is that eka upalabdhihi? One yam avochama satyam jnanam anantam iti upalabdhi swarupam brahma. Upalabdhi swarupam means jnana swarupam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam iti. Satyam jnanam anantam. That upalabdhi swarupa means that which is always available as pure knowledge is upalabdhi swarupam. That is Brahma, which we have already discussed as what? Satyam jnanam anantam iti. Yetad uchyate. This is what is exactly said by the expression Brahmana saha iti. So Brahmana saha should not be mistaken. Brahmana saha can be literally mistaken as what? Mistaken to be along with Brahman. along with Brahman means you differentiate yourself from Brahman. No. Brahmanasaha should not be taken as along with Brahma, but as what? Etad uchyate. This is what is said by this expression, Brahmanasaha, means as Brahma. Brahmanasaha means one, this jnani enjoys all the objects being non-separate from oneself, one's own sarupam, which is rupam of Brahma, seeing oneself being non-separate from Brahma. Brahmanasaha, simultaneously, as Brahma, this person enjoys all the objects of desire simultaneously, together. So further he explains, Brahma-bhūtaha vidvān, here is jñāni. Vid means jñānam. Vidvān means jñānavān. Jñānavān means jñāni. So this jñāni purushaha, the Brahma-jñāni, one who has discovered the all-pervasive absolute reality, Brahman, abstract reality, consciousness as one's own sarupam. That person, Brahma-bhūtaha, he is Brahman himself. He does not even become Brahma. Being Brahman himself, discovering one's own self being Brahman, Brahma-bhūtaha, as the one who has discovered Brahman, one's own self being Brahma, Brahma-swarūpeṇa eva, through one's own nature of omniscience, through one's own nature of jnanam, Brahma swarupena eva, sarvan kaman saha ashnutet. In the light of the nature of knowing of Brahman, he simultaneously enjoys all objects. As all illumining, all knowing reality, by its very nature, he enjoys everything simultaneously. Sarvan kaman saha ashnute. Is it clear? Very nice, isn't it? Okay. Brahma-bhūtaha. See, who is Brahma-bhūtaha? The wise person, a jnani, who has become Brahman, doesn't become Brahman. Brahma-bhūtaha means one who has recognized the fact of one's own essential nature being non-separate from the nature of reality implied by the term Brahma. Brahma-bhūtaha, vidvān, Brahma-swarūpeṇa eva. Through one's own nature of knowing, which is the nature of Brahman, sarvān kāmān saha aśnute. He enjoys all objects of desires simultaneously. Enjoys illumining, knowing is illumining, illumining is enjoying. Please make a note, very important. Knowing is illumining, illumining is enjoying. When I say Suryaha Sarvam Prakashayati, means what? Sun enjoys everything. Means, so here, knowing is illumining. Illumining is what? Enjoying. Not that there is no other need for you to enjoy, isn't it? We should not take the word literally, enjoying means something. There's nothing which is not outside of me. Which is outside of, everything is there in me. So, having said that, now he says definitely na. This enjoyment of all objects of desires is not like the enjoyment of various objects of pleasures, one after the other, by ordinary individual, isn't it? So he says, na yatha upadhikritena swarupena atmana jalasuryakadivat pratibimbabhutena samsarikena dharmadinimitta apekshan chakshuradikarana apekshamscha kaman pariyayena ashnute lokaha. Please make a note if you come from the back behind. The word lokaha means an any ordinary person in this world is lokaha. Samanya manushya is meant by the word lokaha. Samanya ajnani manushya. Any, every atmajnani, everybody is an atmajnani, simple person, lokaha, any human being. Pariyayena kaman ashnute. He enjoys objects of pleasures. He enjoys objects of desires or pleasures. How? Pariyayena, one after the other. He works hard. He does everything, one after the other. Any enjoyment of any given pleasure, any object is one after the other only. Why? Because the reason is given. First of all, one needs what? The instruments of enjoyment. The enjoyment of any given object of desire is dependent on what? Upadhi. The limiting adjunct. Upadhi. Isn't it? I'm not going to explain the meaning of the word upadhi and care of tattvabodha. Okay? Upadhi kritena swarupena atmana. Please make a note. There's a big difference here. Upadhi kritena swarupena atmana. This swarupam here, swarupena atmana here does not mean as a bhokta, as a pramatha, as an ahankara. As an individual, swarupena atmana. See here, the abhasa, the chidabhasaha. Chidabhasaha, the manifestation of knowledge, identified with, associated with body, mind, sense complex is what here we say. Here the ahankara. Swarupena atmana upadhikritena. Upadhikritena means upadhikritam swarupatma means what? The chidabhasaha associated with the upadhi in the form of body, mind, sense complex. Identified with the upadhi, associated with the upadhi, which is like what? Suryakadivat, jala suryakadivat. Jala suryakaha means, which is like the reflection of the sun obtaining in this water. The reflected sun of obtaining in the water is what jala suryakaha. Jala suryakadivat, just as the reflection of the sun, etc. in the water. Here there's a chidabhasaha, the manifestation of consciousness obtaining in the body, mind, sense complex, identified with, associated with the body, mind, sense complex. Like that. Pratibimba bhutena, which is actually the form of reflection, and which is bound by samsara. Samsarikena. And so dharmadi nimitta apekshan. And even the enjoyment of objects of pleasures is dependent on what? Dependent on, first of all, one must have earned punyam through righteous actions or appropriate actions. That is dharmaha, which is dependent on the punyam. which has the requirement of the cause in the form of punyam. Not only punyam, it will depend on what respective punyam one must have to enjoy the pleasures. To enjoy any object of pleasure, one needs punyam. Dharma adi. Not only that, one must have put in a lot of efforts also for that. Adi Shabda stands for effort, adequate effort, appropriate effort. One must have already had punyam. And also, one is dependent on what? The instruments of enjoyment. First of external instruments of enjoyment, sense organs. And the internal instrument of enjoyment is the mind. And there must be appropriate vritti should rise. The vritti jnanam of a given object is not there. It is not enjoyment of pleasure is not possible. Enjoyment of the object is not possible. Vrittis. So vrittayaha, respective vrittis, and the internal external instruments of knowledge, the punyam, and the adequate appropriate effort, all these are meant by one word adi. Dharma adi nimitta apekshan. All these objects of enjoyment have the requirement of the causes such as punyam, etc. Then, chakshuradi karana apekshan. That's why there, chakshuradi karana apekshan. Chakshuradi means what? External instruments of knowledge, such as eyes, seeing power, etc. Then, internal instrument of mind, etc. Karana apekshan cha kaman. Pariyayena ashnute lokaha. If the ordinary person enjoys all his objects of enjoyment one after the other, and these objects have the requirement of the dependent of what? The internal, external instruments of knowledge, etc. They have the requirement of causes such as punyam, etc. And this is how they require their dependence. So a lot of things are required for the enjoyment of objects of pleasures, and which are also enjoyed only one after the other. So such enjoyment of ordinary objects of pleasure, an ordinary person in the world, it is not like that. So here, simultaneously enjoying all the objects of pleasure, remaining as Brahman, as the only source of all knowledge, is different from the enjoyment of an ordinary person of the pleasures, objects of pleasures, one after the other, which are dependent on so many factors, such as punyam, the instruments of enjoyment, adequate effort, etc. Yatha na yatha upadhikritena sarupena atmana jalasuryakadivat pratibimba bhutena samsarikena dharmadi nimitta apekshan chakshuradi karana apekshan cha kaman paryayena ashnute lokaha. It is not like how an ordinary person enjoys the objects of worldly pleasures enjoyed during the life of during the samsara, when going through this life of samsara. Samsarikam sukham means what? The pleasure pertaining to the world of life of samsara. Time bound pleasures a person enjoys one after the other, and even the enjoyment of such pleasures are dependent on many factors, which one needs first of all body, mind, sense complex, the upadhi, and the wherein we are specifically instruments of enjoyment, inner instruments of enjoyment, external instruments of knowledge. They're all there. And even if you have everything, one must have had punya, accumulated punyam also in the previous lives. And one must make appropriate, adequate efforts in this life also. All these are involved in enjoying any pleasure. That is why Pujya Swami used to say this, even Swami Paramatma used to say this, no pleasure is pain-free pleasure. Any pleasure is what? Isn't it? Any pleasure before there's arjane dukkham, anubhave dukkham, nashe dukkataram. When you enjoy, to enjoy any, you know, pleasure is free. Okay? For every pleasure, you have to really go through some pain. Struggle-free, pain-free pleasure is not at all available. Always involves effort, shramaha. Isn't it? Go through a lot of shrama and you have to enjoy a little pleasure. There always dependence is there. Whereas, his Brahman, this sukham, is not that sukham enjoyed as an ahankara. What ahankara here? You know, the I sense is what manifestation of consciousness. The manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge, identified with the upadhi. With upadhi is what? Chidabhasaha with upadhi is what? Ahankara. But here we are talking about what? When this the person dissociates himself, cognitively shifts the identity from anatma, body, mind, and complex to the formless abstract consciousness as Brahma. When the person sees, that is different, isn't it? It is not the jiva anubhava, sukha anubhava. Jiva se sukha anubhava. It is atma sukha anubhava. Okay. It's not like that. Na pariyayena yatha lokaha ashnute. It is not like an ordinary person, a common man, enjoying the objects of desires. One after the other. Na, not like that. Katham tarhi, how is it then? Yathoktena prakarena. Yathoktena, yatha uktena prakarena. Yathoktena prakarena. Exactly as explained before. Yathoktena prakarena. As exactly it was explained, the manner it was explained before. Sarvajnena. Sarvagatena, Sarvatmana, Nitya Brahma Swarupena. Nitya Brahma Swarupena Bhungte, Ashnute. Let me tell you one by one. Yathoktena Prakarena, Sarvagnena, Sarvagatena, Sarvatmana, Nitya Brahma Swarupena, Dharmadi Nimitta Anapekshan, Chakshuradi Karana Anapekshan, Cha Sarvan Kaman, Saha Eva Ashnute. Iti Arthaha. So, this person, Atmajnani, how Atmajnani enjoys all objects of pleasure simultaneously, that is different from an ordinary person enjoying various objects of pleasures one after the other. No Ajnani can enjoy all objects of pleasures simultaneously. He enjoys one after the other. And for which he is dependent on instruments of enjoyment. He needs upadhi. And his identity is with what? Vanatma. And he does not know his Swarupam being Brahma. Whereas here, the Jnani enjoys all objects simultaneously, not as an individual Jiva, but as, not as the Ahankara, not as an individual Jiva, but as the Atma, as Brahma. For him, aham, the meaning of the word aham is abstract, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, awareness, knowledge. That's where he places the I, cognitively. So from the standpoint of Brahma, he sees the fact of what? He sees the fact of having recognized pure consciousness as one's own Surupam, Surupam of Brahma, in the light of the knowledge of consciousness, reality, he sees the entire world of objects enjoying its existence, shining in the light of knowledge of Brahma. There's no object which is outside of Brahma. And seeing this fact of, a wise person seeing the fact of the entire world of inert material objects shining in the light of consciousness, the one's own self, one's own nature, is what? Enjoying all the objects of pleasure simultaneously. Is it clear? This is what explanation. Let me explain this here. He says, Sarvan Kaman Saha Eva Ashnute. This jnani enjoys all objects of desire simultaneously together only. He enjoys which objects? The objects. I'm coming from here, but the back. Dharmadi. Nimitta anapekshan. Dharmadi nimitta anapekshan. So here, to see the fact of, please listen to me carefully, to see the fact of the entire world of objects shining in the light of knowledge, one does not need, there's no requirement. There's anapeksha. Apeksha means requirement. Dependence, anapeksha, this non-requirement of the causes such as dharma, etc. For the sunlight to illumine the opaque things, what does it require? What is required? Nature of the sunlight is illumining. Opaque things are there, they shine. There's no requirement for the sunlight to illumine the opaque things. Therefore, here, Atma Swarupam, for the abstract reality to illumine by its very nature of being conscious, by its very nature of knowing, illumine the world of material objects, there's no requirement of causes such as accumulation of punyam, etc. Dharmadi nimitta anapekshaha vishayaha. Anapekshaha, then anapekshan. Chakshuradi karana anapekshan. Yes, as Brahma, as the very consciousness, a jnani enjoys. Enjoys means illumines. Illumines means knows what? All the objects of enjoyment, which do not require the instruments of knowledge such as seeing power, etc. Without the requirement of the instruments of knowledge, such as eyes, etc., without the requirement of causes such as punyam, etc., this person, as a jnani, as Brahma, simultaneously illumines, knows, enjoys all the objects. I'm giving you the best of translation, you know that? I'm not boasting. Satyam aham vadami. Dharmadi nimitta anapekshan, chakshuradi karana anapekshan, sarvan kaman, saha eva ashnute. Oh, it is possible for a jnani. He enjoys. He enjoys means what? He illumines. He illumines means what? He knows. He knows what? He illumines what? He enjoys what? He enjoys all objects of desires, which do not require these instruments of knowledge such as seeing power. which did not require the causes such as punyam, etc. Okay, then how does he see then? How does he enjoy then? Nitya Brahma Swarupena Ashnute, everlasting nature of consciousness. Through in the light, in the light, by this, in the everlasting, eternal, timeless, unchanging nature of knowledge of Brahma. Because he is Brahma. For him, his own self is Brahma. Nitya Brahma Swarupena, which obtains as the only truth of all the minds, all the beings, Sarvatmana, the which is Brahma Swarupam, which obtains as the self of all the beings, the only reality, which is there as the truth of all the minds, that way through all the minds which alone knows everything, Sarvatmana, as the only self of all the beings, Sarvagatena, which is all pervasive, and which is all knowing, Sarvagyena. So, Sarvagyam Brahma. What is Brahma? Sarvagyam Brahma. Sarvagatam Brahma. Sarvatma Brahma. Therefore, here, Sarvagyena, Sarvagatena, Sarvatmana, Nitya Brahma Swarupena. The third case implies as. This wise person, as Brahma, remaining as the absolute reality, ultimate truth, abstract, formless, all reality, implied by the term Brahma, Atma, as Brahma, okay, which is a Brahma, which is ever of the, which is of the nature of omniscience, which is all pervasive, and which is, which alone obtains as the self of all the beings, and which is ever of the nature of knowing, remaining as Brahman, which is ever of the nature of knowing, which is there as the self of all the beings, which is all pervasive, as all pervasive, as omniscient, as the self of all the beings, as Brahman, as is ever of the nature of knowing. This person enjoys all the objects without the requirement of internal, external instruments such as eyes, without the requirement of the causes such as punyam, etc. This is the correct translation of the whole sentence. So, to have, to revel in the vision of fullness of happiness, you do not require anything other than jnanam. Jnanadeva kaivalyam. Is it clear? You don't require anything else. So enjoying all objects of pleasures, all objects of this simultaneously means seeing one's own self being the very abstract formless reality implied by the term Brahma, thereby seeing the fact of the entire world of objects shining in the light of knowledge, which is oneself. See, such a abstract fact this is. And to Swamiji used to go for public talks. And he used to, in public talks, people come and sit in the, you know, they might not have heard of him before. Some might have heard him little bits of here and there. But how to make a person understand, ordinary person understand? You don't need anything for you to be happy. You have to just be yourself to be happy. Because your happiness is yourself. Happiness means fullness. So being limitless is being happy. Being full is being happy. And which is your swarupam. There's no need for you to achieve, accomplish anything for you to be yourself. He used to tell simple stories now. He'll tell a story of some Angavastram. And some story he'll tell and he'll make people laugh and laugh and laugh. When people laugh, they burst with the laughter and he'll say, "What have you achieved to laugh now?" People forget everything, though we'll be laughing. See, just to laugh aloud, don't need to achieve anything, isn't it? Just to be yourself, you don't need to achieve. Whenever you are yourself, you are happiness. When you laugh aloud, when identity is completely taken away from body, mind, and scum for a fraction of a second, without you knowing that you are Swarupam, when you are just yourself, you are happiness yourself. Amazing teacher. Just to tell a story, make people laugh, and there he just points out the verse, fact. Anyway, it might go out of the track. Let me remind you here. So, Atma Jnani, Brahma Jnani's enjoyment of all objects of desire simultaneously is nothing but seeing oneself being Brahman and seeing in the light of the knowledge of Brahman, that entire universe enjoy shining in the light of consciousness, isn't it? Which one's own self. Seeing the whole Jagat being non-separate from one's own self is what? Seeing, having all, enjoying all objects of deceit simultaneously. This is the fact. It's not like a simple person enjoying the objects of pleasures one after the other, and which is dependent on so many factors. One must have upadhi, one needs instrument of enjoyment, one needs to punyam, one needs of effort, and even then, and the respective vritti has to rise, and then, again what? Only time bound, and one after the other. That is completely different. It is not like the word enjoyment should not be taken in a limited sense. Okay. So, katham tarhi yathoktena prakarena sarvajnena sarvagatena sarvatmana nitya brahma swarupena means as brahma. The third case we taken as. Seeing one's own self as brahma, this person sees the whole jagat being non-separate from oneself, which is what is said to be see illumining, knowing, enjoying all objects of desire simultaneously. Dharmadi nimitta anapekshan, chakshuradi karana anapekshan, cha sarvan kaman sahayeva ashnute ityarthaha. Now, Sri Bhagavad is moving to the next word. Yo vedanihi tanguhayam parame vyoman so oshnute sarvan kama ansaha. Finished. Brahmana vipaschite ti. Brahmana vipaschita. One word is left now. Then that mantra. Vipaschit. Literally, viseshena paschiti iti vipaschit. Any jnana is also said to be vipaschit. But here Brahman is also said to be vipaschit. Why? The one that which knows, sees, illumines everything by its very nature of knowing is vipaschit. Viseshena paschiti sarvam iti vipaschit. The absolute reality, Brahman, Atma is also said to be vipaschit. Jnana is also said to be vipaschit. So what is the meaning of the word vipaschit? Vipaschita. Vipaschita means what? Medhavina. Here medhavi means medhavan purushaha. Isn't it? Nakaranta pullinga shabda both. Medhavan takaranta. Medhavi nakaranta. Isn't it? Medhavina sarvajnena. So, medhavina. See, medha literally means what? Grahana dharana shakti. You all know this very well. When you understand medha suktam, you know the meaning of the word medha. Grahana dharana shakti is medha. The capacity to understand, retain and assimilate is what? Medha shakti. But here medha also means what? Jnatma jnanam. By making the best use of your Medha Shakti, what you can accomplish is also what? Medha. That is Atmajnan. So Medhavi here is Atmajnani, a wise person. Sarvajnaha. Once a person has the knowledge of the absolute reality, the source of all knowledge, he is also said to be Sarvajnaha. Atmajnani, Brahmajnani is said to be Sarvajnaha. Sarvajnaha is only Ishvara. But Sarvam Janati Sarvajnaha means what? Atmajnani, who has the knowledge of the reality, the only source of all knowledge, is said to be Sarvajnaha. So, Sarvajnena Medhavina. Vipaschita means what? Sarvajnena Medhavina. So, Vipaschita, Visheshena Katham Pashyati means remaining as the witness, remaining changelessly, seeing the changing states of mind, changing thoughts, changing world of objects, is what? Is being vipaschit. Therefore, vipaschita. Vipaschit means the one who knows, sees, illumines everything, remaining changelessly. All the changing things. Remaining as a changeless witness and seeing all the changing thoughts and states of mind and changing world of objects is the vipaschit. And is Medhavi here, the wise person, Medhavina, vipaschita. So means remaining as Brahma. The wise person is Brahman himself. Medhavi, Brahman is not Medhavi. Please make a note. The all-pervasive, abstract, formless consciousness, the reality is not Medhavi. Brahman is not Medhavi. But Medhavi is definitely Brahma. Medhavi, who is Brahman himself. The wise person who is Brahman himself. The wise person who is all-knowing consciousness. As all-knowing consciousness, as all-knowing Brahma, as the wise person, he sees all objects of, he enjoys all objects of desires simultaneously. Now he says, tattadhi vipaschityam. See, vipaschit is adjective. Okay, vipaschit means one who sees everything, one who knows everything, sees everything, illumines everything, changing, remaining changelessly. Okay. Now, vaipaschittim is a noun. Vaipaschittim means what? Sarvajnyatvam. Very nice. Vaipaschityam is nothing but sarvajnyatvam. Omniscience is meant by the word vaipaschityam. So vipaschit is omniscient. As all-knowing Brahma, this wise person, as wise person, as the changeless consciousness, changeless witnessing consciousness, seeing all the changing world of objects, tena sarvajna swarupena brahmana ashnute. So this wise person, as Brahma, remain not as the individual body ahankara, not as the ahankara, not as the individual knower, but as very Brahma, one who is the nature of omniscience, as a source of all knowledge, he sees the whole world being non-separate from himself, which is meant, which is said to be, he said to be enjoying all objects of desire simultaneously. See, clear? ब्रह्मणा अश्नुते इति इति शब्दः मंत्र परिसमाप्त्यर्थः. Now that Rig Mantra explaining this whole first the Sutra Bhuta Vakyam. Brahma Vida Apnoti Param. The Sutra Bhuta Vakyam, the statement, aphoristic statement, a statement which is like an aphorism, which is explained by this mantra, is explained by this mantra, Rig Mantra. And this mantra ends here. And the mantra ending is brought light by this word, iti, iti shabdaha, mantra samaptyarthaha. The mantra coming to an end is denoted, revealed by this expression, iti. So, all right? I promised some time I'll give for you to go back to all these whatever you have covered until now in the Bhashyam. Wherever you are not very clear in for translating correctly, we are going to have one session sometime, and we'll again redo those sentences if you want still accurate translation for making notes. Okay. Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.